Get Up with Cliffo and Loggy.
Cliffo and Loggy's catch up.
Barnaby Joyce. He's just in so much trouble, isn't he?
This is just one of those news stories. It's just exploding like it's just snowballing. Mm.
Journalists loving it. New stuff to write about every day.
It's been a slow news couple of weeks, you know?
Yeah.
So, talk about Barnaby. He's kind of overshadowing the Winter Olympics. Like, that's you know that it's a big story when it's overshadowing like a world sporting event like the Olympics.
Well, look, if you haven't been made aware, Barnaby Joyce dumped his wife back in December and he's been having an affair with a former staff member of his who is now pregnant, set to give birth in April. He has today, there are allegations against him that he has pinched a woman's bottom a few years ago as well. So those claims are now out. And he's set to make a statement later this morning about these allegations. So his name is in the headlines. But last night on Sky News, Pauline Hanson was actually on the show and she was talking about his sordid affair.
People in Parliament and myself knew about this affair. I knew that the staffer was pregnant, yet nothing in the media prior to the election.
Now, she knew about the affair. A lot of other people knew about the affair, like she said. And, man, I can say in my previous history, I have known about an affair going on. And it is just one of those really weird feelings. You almost feel dirty by association. So yeah. I had a friend who was actually seeing a married guy who had kids.
Oh, and Jesus.
It was just one of those things where it's like...
Was it like a one-off wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, kind of just cheating thing? Or was it actually like an ongoing affair?
Nah, it went ongoing for a while.
How long?
A year and a bit.
Jesus.
And, like, that was the thing. It was like, okay, I want to support my friend and everything. But at the same time, I'm like, this guy's a dog. He's a dog. And there was a part of me that really wanted to write a little note and put it in his letterbox for his wife to be like, anonymous, this is happening. Check your husband.
This must have put you in a position too, because I know you and I know how much you love your friends, Loggy. But it's like Kate Langbrook said the other afternoon on the Hughes and Kate show. She's like, women who sleep with married men are bad people, was her quote, which, you know, is true. It must have been hard for you because you are, you know, here you are loving your friend, but you know that she's doing such a thing. Do you know what I mean?
I know. And
it must strain your relationship with your friends.
Well, it did. Like, I love my friend no matter what, and I support my friends no matter what, but I just felt that, it's just not worth it. You know? Like, there's so many other people out there, and I just thought, no. I was really, really angry at him more so, which I know is kind of a bit biased. But
it
I
is.
Just didn't,
you should have been angry at her too.
I know. I just didn't want to know. Because when you know about something, there's this part of you that's like, what do you do? Do you tell someone?
Yeah.
There was a part of me that wanted to bring it out into the open.
That's cool, though, that you're angry at him and, you know, supporting your friend or whatever, because that's how you dealt with it, you know?
But yeah, it was hard.
Look, 13, 12, 16, let's put this out there. Have you known about an affair before? Is there anyone listening to the show right now that has been in Loggy's position, I guess in a certain way, like Pauline Hanson and half a Canberra's position as well? Like 13, 12, 16, have you been the person who's known about an affair? And you had to, because I mean, really, you got a decision to make, don't you? How am I going to deal with this?
I had to, you know, I guess hide a secret for a year and a half.
Yeah.
You know, you almost feel like you're going through that with them. And it's just not something that I felt comfortable with, you know?
Alicia, have you known about an affair?
Yes. I actually very recently know about an affair, if that makes sense.
Okay.
I know about an affair that's happened very recently.
Did you find out off your own accord or did someone tell you in confidence?
Someone told me in confidence.
Okay, what was the situation? Like, it was a friend of yours?
Yeah, so my friend / housemate actually started cheating on her partner while he was away. And I'm kind of friends and housemates with the partner as well and don't really know what to do with the whole situation.
Were you kind of like me, where you're almost like, I wish I didn't know this?
Yeah, I really, really wish I didn't know. It's made being friends with my friend really hard because morally I am so against cheating. And I just can't reconcile, if you care about someone, how you could do that to them. Like, at least have the conversation with them first.
Yeah, just dump them.
Where's it at now? Are they still, like, is the affair still ongoing?
Or?
Yeah, they have, right.
They have separated, and she is still seeing the other person in secret. He still has no idea that she was ever seeing this guy or that she is seeing him now. And he's trying to win her back and can't understand why she doesn't want to get back together.
And that burden is all on you, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's a painful one. Mm. Thank you. 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Kelly.
Kelly, have you known about an affair?
Yeah. It was sort of very, very uncomfortable. I had a friend that I was fairly close friends with, and when she was 9 months pregnant, her husband came on to me.
Oh, God.
That is just diabolical.
How did you deal with the situation?
After I threw him out of my house, I threw the locked screen door. I basically threatened him and said that if I ever heard of him doing anything like this ever again, that I would inform her.
It's almost heartbreaking for you because you don't want to be the one that tells your friend who's about to give birth that her partner's a dog, you know? It's just hard.
That's exactly right. I chose to protect her. I didn't think that it was an appropriate time to be breaking that kind of news to her.
Mm.
But I took the steps to try and prevent him doing it anymore.
Yeah, and threw him through a lock screen door too, which amen, sister.
Get up with Cliffo and Loggy.
Townsville's Hit 103.1.
Australia is known for its hilarious comedians, and this guy tops the list. He's everywhere. He's on stages worldwide, on TV, on your drive home every weekday right here on Hit 103.1. And he's written a book about farts, and he's got the sexiest voice going round. It's Dave Hughes.
Thank you. Thank you, Loggy. Sexiest voice going around. That's going on my next poster, I tell you.
Yeah, you can actually quote me. Yeah, that's fine.
Lauren Loggy Tomaskis.
5 stars.
So, like Loggy said, it's an impressive resume, but the actual reason we got you on is the new television show, Hughesy, We Have a Problem. It's back tonight on Channel 10. Is this idea a Dave Hughes special, or did someone else kind of come up with a concept and they brought you in to host it?
Look, I'd like to say it's all my idea, but no, the Screen Time, the company is soaking up all the profits. They came up with the concept, but just of talking about problems. But then from then on, it was pretty much me. We did a lot of workshops. I said, it's not going to go to air unless I'm happy with it.
Mm.
And we ended up happy with it, though. And I'm taking a lot of credit, if not all the profits, for what's gone on so far.
Well, that's good. I guess you're dealing with a lot of different people, a lot of different problems. Have you ever said, nah, you're beyond help, Hughesy cannot help you?
Look, there's problems I don't want to deal with. I mean, basically any problem on Q&A, I don't want to deal with.
Yeah.
If it's on Q&A on a Monday, you won't see it on Hughesy, We Have a Problem on Tuesday. Yeah.
We are not going to solve the refugee crisis on Hughesy, We Have a Problem, all right?
Actually, I'm having a problem at home at the moment. My daughter, she's 3 years old, Hughesy, massive fan of the book that you and your wife have written together. It's about a sheep called Martha May. But I actually hit record. This is my daughter just before reading it the other night trying to explain the rest of the plot line, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. Do you like this book?
Yeah.
What's it about?
Excuse Me.
Yeah, it's called Excuse Me, but what's it about?
Farts.
It's about farts. That's right.
Fart.
Thanks, Yuzi.
Can you say bum bum?
Yes. Bum bum. All new words. You've taught my little princess, Hughesy. Thanks for that.
She will be reading the news, I reckon, on TV on a nightly basis come 15 years' time, or 20 years' time. Brilliant. It is about farts. It's about, and bum is a funny word. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Very, very funny word. My six-year-old the other day said to my five-year-old, we were talking about each other's strengths, and the six-year-old's strengths are gymnastics, and my six-year-old said to the five-year-old, your strength is saying the word bum. And the five-year-old looked very thoughtfully and said, you're right.
And I will claim it.
Yeah, you're raising some great humans there, Hughesy. Good on you. Hey, look, I've been a big fan for a long time, and I miss Hughesy loses it. Are you going to, any chance to bring that back in the near future?
Look, I do love Huey Lewis, but other people, including my wife, say it just makes you look too angry. I'm like, well, I mean, it's a segment where I'm meant to be angry. So, look, people do, you know, especially, you know, people grew up with Huey Lewis. So I'm going to name drop here, but the singer Lorde, you know, Lorde?
Yeah.
Probably know Lorde, yes. The famous, world-famous singer. She was on the project a couple of years ago, about 3 or 4 years ago when I was on it, and she said, I used to love Huey Lewis because they played it in New Zealand. Road Wild was played in New Zealand. And she also said that you look like my dad, and when you came on the TV, we used to say to Dad, hey, there you are, Dad, you're on TV. Right,
so. Jeez, there's nothing, like, there's no comment that's going to make you feel your age better than, you look like my dad.
Yeah.
I had a woman the other day, and a very attractive woman, take a photo with me and said, you know why I really look like you? And I said, why? And she said, you look like my grandfather.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And he lost it.
Yeah. See, and here we go again. It started already.
Oh, man.
He's the king of all media in Australia. Television, print, and, of course, driving you home every arvo from 4 with Katie. Oh, man, we are loving the show as well, too.
Yes.
You're not sick of Katie after a decade, by the way? You're going to hang on?
No, mate, it's almost 20 years now, to be honest.
Really?
She is on the TV show tonight, she's going to have a problem on tonight, Kate Lambrook, and she brings her A game. And she, as you might, if you hear her on the radio, know how she doesn't pull any punches. Well, on TV, she goes even harder. So, yeah, it's going to be full on tonight. It's a great episode.
Awesome.
Love it.
All right, don't miss that tonight on Channel 10. And Kate and Husey, the guys driving you home, the Savo from 4 on Hit 103.1. Dave Hughes.
Thanks, Husey.
Friend of the show. Thanks,
mate. Anytime. You got my number. Just ring me, all right? I'm desperately insecure.
Get up with Cliffo and Loggie.
Townsville's Hit 103.1.
Cliffo and Loggie's biggest same-sex wedding.
This exact time tomorrow, we'll be saying, here comes the brides. Brides. Because, of course, we are marrying Jess and Chantelle at the Ville Resort Casino. So excited.
We thought 24 hours out, let's see how well the girls actually know each other.
Mm.
So we separated them, asked them a heap of questions about themselves, then quizzed the other one. So first on the chopping block was Chantelle asking her questions. She should know the answers to about Jess. And it was very clear out of the pair who was the more nervous.
Does anyone do an excited poo or wee before a big event?
I do.
Okay.
I'm a nervous pooer.
I do.
You do. Great.
That's okay. We'll make sure that the Ville has some private bathrooms ready to go for that morning.
The plumbing is in check at the Ville. Okay, so Chantelle, we've got 3 questions for you first, and they're all about Jess, and then Jess, we've got 3 questions for you about Chantelle. So, without further ado, Chantelle, who is Jess's favourite musician or recording artist?
That would be Dolly Parton.
That was a bit too quick for my liking.
Well, I was going to say, hang on, we haven't got the official confirmation from Jess. We'll go to Jess now. Jess?
It is, but she would know that because I played Dolly like 24/7.
Oh, so right, okay. They get progressively harder. Do not get confident. Question number 2.
Okay?
Chantelle. Who does Jess believe is more affectionate in the bedroom?
In the bedroom?
Who does Jess believe is more affectionate?
Her.
Wrong. She said you.
Oh! Oh, well, that's kind of cute.
Should have let you say that,
Maybe
Jess.
Maybe you're just being nice, though.
I don't know. You're more affectionate. You're always like, can I have snuggles? I'm like, okay.
Well, that's kind of forced affection, I guess, isn't it? It's not
romance,
like
romance, right there.
Yeah, the snuggles.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, so question number 3. We're at a 50-50 split. Chantelle, who does Jess believe said, I love you first?
Her.
Yep.
Ah! But it was weird.
I know. Like, what happened? When did it happen?
Well, I don't remember. So.
Well. You don't remember?
Nah.
I was sitting at home on my chair, on the recliner chair, and I was texting Chantelle, and I was trying to fish out if she felt the same because I didn't really want to say it in case she didn't feel the same way.
Yeah.
So I kind of got back to, like, just fishing out, and then she goes, are you going to say you love me? And I was like, took it away from me. So really, I did say it first because that was my next thing I was going to say.
So did you say it was in text?
See, I hold all the power.
So it wasn't actually, you're the power holder. So it happened in text, did you say?
Yeah.
Well, that's not. I mean, you know, that's kind of the. It's kind of.
I think
the easy
I said it first
out.
In person.
Yeah.
But remember, we have a little bit of a history to our.
It was secret.
Oh, oh yeah,
course. You couldn't just go out and meet each other.
Yeah.
Right, because, you know, Chantal, you were in another relationship. A bit scandalous.
Very Barnaby Joyce of you, too.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so we're going to say Chantal got 2 out of 3. So that's not bad. I'm really happy with that.
That's
we'll move
good.
On.
High five.
Oh, beautiful.
Leave me hanging.
Yeah. Oh. High fives. You're right, Jessie's more affectionate. All right, so we'll pause it there. Chantal got 2 out of 3. She got one question wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But coming up next, Jess has to step up.
I know, and won't she be as nervous as Chantal?
Get up with Cliffo and Loggy.
Hit 103.1.
Yeah, quizzing the guys on how well they know each other. Chantal got 2 out of 3, right? Okay, so you got one wrong. 2 out of 3, right? One wrong. It's Jess's head on the chopping block now.
All right.
Let's do this. Jess, in the spotlight.
This is all on you. Okay. Who is Chantal?
No whispering, you
I know.
Two.
What's going on here? You're going to have to start whipping. All right. Jess, who is Chantal's celebrity hall pass?
Demi Lovato.
Yes.
No!
Why is that Chantal?
I don't know. Well, it used to be Emma Watson. But Demi Lovato, I don't know. I find her sexy and her story is pretty cool.
Yeah. You have remarkably different taste. You're Dolly Parton, Jess. Chantal, you're Demi Lovato. It's crazy. Anyway, opposites attract. Yeah, clearly.
All right, that's one for Jess.
Oh, dear.
Next. Jess, who's tighter with money?
Ooh.
Me.
Chantal?
Yes. Jess is a treasurer.
Did you tell him that story about your money?
Yes, I told him.
What's the story about the money?
Yeah.
When we first got together, we wanted to save a house for a house, and Jessica was really good with money, so I let her have control of the finances, and she gave me an allowance.
Oh.
So my allowance a week was $100, which was great. The next day she came to me and said, oh, can I borrow some of that $100? Because I need to get it. I'm like, no. She goes, what do you mean? I'm like, there's nothing left.
24 hours? Hey, big spender. So what's your allowance now?
$15.
A week?
A week.
Oh, my God. Wow. You're on a tight ship, Jess.
She has a lunch packed for her and everything, so she doesn't really need to buy anything.
Yeah.
I have a lunch pack when I spend the $100 either. So.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
I'd take a lunch pack in 15. Yeah. That sounds pretty good to me.
Okay, last question, Jess. What's something that Chantal does that pisses you right off?
Do you want to know this one?
This could be controversial.
Are you sure? It could be a couple.
righto.
Well, I'm going to say two, but, you know, obviously I can't get a point.
Yeah, you've got to go for one.
Yeah. There's one where she kind of chews her nail and a bit of her skin on her fingers. And there's also leaving the cupboard drawers open.
Ooh, okay.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go with the
both
nails and the skin.
Very annoying, by the way,
I'm
Chantal.
I'm gonna go with the nails and the skin when she sits there going. Ugh.
Now, Chantal,
was this the last question?
Yes.
Yeah, no. I said.
Oh.
I said.
None of them.
I said the pretending to listen when you have a story and then.
Wow.
I can't believe. I don't remember what you said.
Wow.
Like being perfect for each other continues.
I know.
Two each.
Well, it's actually
even
just proven
split.
The point, hasn't it? They're meant to be.
Well, it was a 10-minute sort of fruitless exercise at the end of the day, but I enjoyed it.
So did I. And we got to know a little bit more about
really did.
You. And who loves each other more and
I think it's
stuff.
A 50-50 split. Yeah. I think you guys are so perfect for each other. Well
done,
guys.
You've done well.
It really was a job well done. And we cannot wait. It's happening tomorrow morning at this time, live on Hit 103.1. These guys, not like Married at First Sight, legitimately and legally getting married.
Yes, Cliffo, you
live
are
on
official.
The air. That's
you're
right.
An aficionado.
No commitment ceremonies around here, okay? It's all legally binding and it's happening live on air tomorrow at Hit 103.1. Our same-sex wedding couple, Jess and Chantel, you're amazing. Thank
Yay!
You so much.
Woo! Thank you. Last night is single women. Woo-hoo!
Paint the town red.
Get up with Cliffo and Loggy.
Hit 103.1.
I don't mean to be so awkward and get myself in situations. I just, every time I do something, I think, why? this happened yesterday at North Ward supermarket there at the Coles. And
the Coles with the fake cheese.
Well, I went undercover
behind the deli.
Yes, exactly.
I've never forgotten that. The cheese hanging in the background, totally plastic.
And I love my supermarket, love my local. Mick and I went. So Mick, the boyfriend, was with me and he was resident basket holder, so he was holding his basket. And it was one of those shops, I don't know if you and Michelle do this sometimes, but do you kind of feel like sometimes you go into the supermarket and you're like, rush, 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 get home? It was a shop where we were just kind of happy to just mill up and down the aisles and just see whatever we wanted. So we were quite casual about it. And as we were down the aisle with all the hand soaps and all that sort of stuff, Mick was standing next to me. But then he kind of walked off. And I was really, because when I was, I had to choose a hand soap and I always look for what's on special, but what do I like, but what smell do I like? So it was like an intense, I was really focused. And then, so I grabbed two hand soaps that I'd set on, like honey and almond or something.
Two. And then, so you've got finalists.
Well, I buy two so that I always have a backup and then I don't, yeah. Anyway, so I bought two and then I felt like a trolley next to me. So I've just thrown them in the trolley. I started talking and then I turned around and this poor lady is standing there like, oh, what's going on? I didn't know this lady. I didn't know this trolley. I just throwing my products in there.
Well, this is me at that Hotter Than Hell event. Do you remember that? Remember Hotter Than Hell at the Cohen Tavern when I was leaving? And I said, all right, honey, let's go, whatever. And I squeezed my wife's ass.
It wasn't your wife.
And it was actually some random guy.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Standing next to me.
Well, actually, no, you win. That was way more awesome.
Did you squeeze the old lady's ass?
I didn't.
Right, maybe next.
Cliffo and Loggy. Weekday mornings from 5. Townsville's Hit 103.1.